It was at the Apollo Theater, Rome, in 1853 that Il Trovatore was first produced. The story, a somewhat bloodthirsty one, is well known. A gypsy woman put to death by a nobleman on a charge of witchcraft has a daughter to whom she bequeathed the task of avenging her death. The daughter steals the Count's younger child and brings him up as her own, instilling into his mind a hatred of his own brother, whom he does not know to be such. The brothers become rivals in love, the reputed son of the gypsy who has risen to distinction being preferred by the object of their passion. The quarrel becomes deadly. The younger brother falls into the hands of the elder, who orders his execution. The gypsy witnesses the death of her supposed son, and when the axe has fallen, turns exultingly to the Count, exclaiming, "My mother is avenged. You have murdered your own brother." The Lady Leonora, who is beloved by the rival brother, unable to save her lover's life, swallows poison. Il Trovatore was written by Verdi during the middle period of his life, when his fame was at its zenith. Not all of Verdi's operas are similar by any means. Toward the close of his career in Othello and Aida, he followed somewhat the style of Wagner, whom he greatly admired, and whose influence is plainly shown in these two operas. Il Trovatore is different, however. It is a tempestuous opera full of throbbing, passionate music. Nevertheless, it contains solos, duets, and concerted numbers put together in the traditional way. It is full of beautiful melody, the bel canto style so dear to the hearts of all Italians. For this reason, Il Trovatore is a favorite with the masses, and probably always will be. The scene given on this record by Giulia Heinrich and Guido Ciccolini occurs in the fourth act of the opera. The scene shows the prison cell where Manrico, the stolen child now grown to manhood, and his supposed mother, the gypsy, are imprisoned together. With the second sight of her race, the woman predicts her approaching end. The young man, however, is full of hope for the future and tries to cheer up the gloomy woman by recalling the green mountains of their gypsy home, to which he hopes they soon may return. It is a beautiful melody, characteristic of Verdi at his best. Giulia Heinrich was born in Philadelphia. She studied in this country and then went abroad to obtain greater experience, appearing in Elberfeld and Hamburg, Germany, with notable success. Returning to America, she became in 1915 a member of the Metropolitan Opera Company, singing many of the operatic roles with which she won fame in Germany. Guido Ciccolini made his operatic debut in 1907 in Bologna, singing the leading tenor role in La Traviata. He later toured Belgium, Holland, France, and the British Isles, appearing at all the important opera houses of these countries. He is well known also in Russia, and some seasons ago toured Australia with Madame Melba.